Chapter 2, Moon Over Manhattan. "Do we have to stay long?" I whine while pressing the front bell of a building at 13th Street and Broadway. How long do these full moon thingies last, anyway?
"A few hours."
Neri shushes me, clutching a candle, our gift, to her chest. It was the witchiest thing we could think of, besides a cat. But bringing an animal as a dinner gift might be weird. Maybe a stuffed animal? Also weird.
"Stop being such a baby," she continues. "This is exciting. Our first real witch experience. I just wish you hadn't made us 10 minutes late."
The truth is, I am a little excited. Miri and I have never been invited to anything witchy before. Since Mom only just this year told us about our powers, she had to after Miri accidentally brought a lobster back to life at a formal dinner. We haven't had any exposure to the witchcraft community. In fact, until Miri discovered mywitchbook.com, we weren't even sure there was a witchcraft community. It would be great to have people I could talk to about all this magic stuff. Then the secret wouldn't always be bubbling inside me, threatening to overflow. I buzz a second time. The early September breeze blows through my shirt. "No one's home. Are you sure this is the right place?" Miri sighs.
"Ring again."
"You ring if you're so sure." She buzzes, and we both wait. And wait. We can practically hear the chirping cicadas. Not that there are cicadas in New York City, but that's what the sound effects would be on my TV show.
"Maybe they're already on the roof," Miri says.
"It's kind of rude of them not to answer the bell, don't you think?"
"It's kind of rude to be 10 minutes late," Miri counters.
10 minutes isn't late. Everyone knows you have a 15-minute grace period."
"You'd think that, since you're always late. Let's call her. Do you have your cell?" "Oh, right. You don't have a cell. I do."
She whips out her phone, wiggles it under my nose, and then punches in the number.
"Hi, Wendolyn? It's Miri. We're downstairs. We tried buzzing, but..."
I feel a burst of air, and a witch appears beside me. And I mean a witch. On a broomstick. The girl is wearing a black witch hat and a matching robe. I leap back.
"Great! You're here,"
the witch says, wrapping Miri and me in a tight hug.
"So nice to finally meet you in person, Miri. You're even prettier than your picture. And you must be Rachel."
I can't believe she just appeared on Broadway, one of the busiest streets in the city. I anxiously study the passers-by. Did anybody see? Are they going to call the police? Is there a law against appearing? Luckily, no one seems to be gaping at us. Hey, it's New York. Weird things happen hourly. Yesterday, a man on a unicycle almost pedaled over my foot. "Nice to meet you, too," I tell Wendolyn.
"This is for you," Miri says shyly, handing over the candle.
"You are so sweet. But you didn't have to bring anything." She looks around. "Where are your brooms?"
"We walked," I say, appraising her. She's taller than we are, about 5'5" and pretty. Clear, smooth skin, big doe-like green eyes outlined in dark charcoal. Although, a doe probably has brown eyes. Whatever. Her lips are coated with a pretty purplish gloss. The hair pouring from under her pointy hat is long, dark, and curly. Nice, but a bit Rapunzel-ish. On closer inspection, I notice that her robe is embroidered. And satiny, like the kimonos my dad brought us back from a business trip in Tokyo, except black. She's wearing tight black leggings and 3-inch-heeled black patent leather Mary Janes. Very witch chic.
I love your cloak, Miri gushes.
Thank you,
Gwendolyn says.
Shall we zoom up to the roof? Oh, wait, no brooms. It's all good. We can take the elevator. Are you guys gray?
Gray what? I ask. I didn't zap my skin color along with my back-to-school shirt, did I?
Gray witches, Gwendolyn clarifies. Is that why you walked all the way?
Miri shakes her head.
What's a gray witch?
You know, someone who tries to use less magic in everyday life. Environ magically conscious. Keep the black and white balance in the universe and all that.
She obviously has not seen the state of Miri's comforter. Gwendolyn unlocks the door.
I try to be less wasteful, but my parents are so old school, you know?
I'm definitely gray,
my sister, the suck-up, says as we follow our new friend inside. If I know Miri, she'll now be dressing in all gray for the rest of her life just to make a point.
We pass a mirrored hallway where I check myself out to ensure I am not, in fact, gray, and then we zoom up 20 flights to the roof.
Zoom in the mere mortal sense, a.k.a. taking the elevator.
About 25 people sitting around a ginormous, beautifully set oval table under the dark sky are waiting for us.
Who are all these guys? For some reason, I thought it would just be us and Gwendolyn's family. And oh my God, they're all wearing black robes and witch hats. Are they all witches? It's like I just stepped into a haunted house. I peer at their faces. They look normal. No pasty white skin or bloodshot eyes. No serial killers. Hopefully.
It's all good, Gwendolyn tells us. They don't bite.
Guess they're not vampires either. Ha ha.
Hello, hello,
exclaims a woman at the head of the table. She looks like an older version of Gwendolyn.
Same long hair, only streaked with silver. She's also wearing a black satin robe. Happy full moon. You arrived just in time. We're about to start.
Gwendolyn ushers us to the only 3 empty chairs. Gorgeous chairs.
They're gold and sparkly, and each one is covered with an embroidered super soft duvet-like cushion. Miri sits down in the middle one, and Gwendolyn and I take our places beside her.
Ah, it's like a massage for my butt. Wow, I haven't seen such a beautifully set table since my dad's wedding. There are fancy bowls and serving plates, many sizes of glasses, and at least 5 different forks per person. In the center of the table are what feel like hundreds of candles of various shapes, ranging from the size of a dinner plate to the size of my pinky. Guess she didn't need another one. Oh well, we tried. Next time we'll bring a stuffed cat. I mean, a stuffed animal. Yikes, what kind of evil witch am I? When I'm done ogling the table, I notice the moon. The full, round, luminous moon hanging above our heads. Sure, I've seen a full moon before, but never in the city. Once in a while, you can catch a sliver of the moon peeping up from behind a skyscraper, but usually it's a pretty moonless town. From Gwendolyn's roof, it's incredible. Next, I study the man with the salt and pepper beard on my right. He, too, is wearing a black robe and a witch hat. So that means he's a witch. A wizard? A warlock? I've never met a boy witch before. I knew they existed. I've heard of them. But here they are, right next to me. I look around and count 10, yes, 10 men at the table. Unfortunately, none are my age. Not that I'm looking for a potential crush. I have a boyfriend already, thank you very much. A perfectly good boyfriend, too. Schmooparoo, or Schmoopster, or whatever. But still, it would be cool to meet a teen witch boy.
Everyone, Gwendolyn says, this is Rachel and Miri.
Hello, Rachel and Miri, everyone says.
Hi,
we say a little shyly. I put my napkin on my lap and nudge Miri to do the same. These people seem formal.
This is my mom, Mariana, Gwendolyn says, pointing around the table. My dad, Trenton, my little brother, Jeremiah.
He's maybe 6.
My mother's sister, Rhonda, my uncle, Alexander, their daughters, Edith and Lorraine, my dad's brother, Thomas, and my aunt, Francesca, my cousins, Nadine and Ursula, my moga, Pearl.
I have no idea what a moga is, but since she's pointing to the oldest witch at the table, I'm thinking it's a grandmother. Or maybe just an old person. Either way, I can't help admiring Gwendolyn's funky black nail polish.
My dad's sister, Alana, my uncle, Burgess, my other moga, Moga Gisela, my mogi, Thompson.
Grandma and grandpa?
My parents' friends, Brenna and Stefan, their kids, Coral and Kendra, and their other friends, Doreen, Jerry, Brandon, Nicola, Dana, and Arthur.
Yowza. That's a lot of names, most of which just sped through my head faster than a cabbie trying to make a yellow light.
There will be a quiz after dessert,
says Arthur, the salt and pepper guy sitting next to me. The rest of the table laughs.
Time to begin,
Gwendolyn's mom says, hushing the table with her long hand. Wow, those are some pointy black nails. Guess I know where Gwendolyn gets her fashion tips.
Her mom turns to me and my sister. Would you two like to say the votra?
Huh?
It's all good,
Gwendolyn says, sensing my discomfort.
I'll do it.
She rises, wiggles her fingers in the air, and says,
Ishta bilong haikik, so get hekwi bilobski biradikal vilion.
Or something like that. I actually have no idea what she said.
None. Zilch. Zip. Zero.
I turn to Miri and give my best. Did you understand what just came out of her mouth? Look, but she's too busy staring at Gwendolyn in awe. I need a dictionary at this thing. Although, it might help if I knew what language she was speaking. When Gwendolyn is done, she tilts her head way back so that her face is directed to the sky and chants,
Kamush! Kamush! Kamush!
All the candles on the table instantly light up. Oh, my God. I push my seat back to avoid catching on fire. Unfortunately, my chair falls backward and I land with a crash on my back. Oops. Half the table rushes to pick me up.
I'm fine. I'm fine,
I murmur. I hope I haven't broken the fancy chair or my head. Gwendolyn laughs. Miri is scowling and looking like she wants to crawl under the table. Apparently, I have embarrassed her in front of her sophisticated internet friends. When I'm back upright and everyone has returned to their seats, Gwendolyn's mom snaps 3 times and says,
Ganolio!
All our bowls fill with red soup. Coolio. It must be tomato soup, right? It has to be. I think back to my Hansel and Gretel crack. It's not blood soup. It can't be. I lean in to take a sniff. Tomato. Definitely tomato. I think. I wait for Miri to taste it just in case. Gwendolyn's mom takes a spoonful.
So, tell me, girls. Let's play witch genealogy. What are your parents' names? Do we know them?
You don't know my dad, I say quickly. He's not a witch or a wizard. Warlock?
Warlock,
Arthur says, sipping his wine.
And your mother?
Her mom asks.
Carol,
Miri says.
Carol Graff.
Carol Graff. Carol Graff. No, I don't know that name.
She dips a piece of bread in her soup and chews off the end. Aunt Rhonda leans directly across the table toward us, and I get a whiff of her strong, sugary perfume.
Do you mean Carol Langer Graff?
I shake my head. Is that actually a name? It sounds like a disease. Poor kid. Her name is Carol.
Does she have a sister, Sasha?
Aunt Rhonda asks. Huh. That's strange. Carol Graff has a sister, Sasha, I say.
It must be her,
Aunt Rhonda says.
We used to run in the same circles years ago. Maybe she changed her name.
I guess,
Miri says, tensing. Could our mom have had another name and never bothered to tell us? How could she do that? Why would she do that? Does she have another identity? A secret family? Or is it some sort of witness protection thing? Have we just blown her cover? Maybe we'll have to move somewhere random, like Wisconsin.
Witches in Wisconsin is not a bad name for a TV show.
It even has alliteration.
I wonder why she'd change it. Carol Langer is such a beautiful name,
Aunt Rhonda says.
Langer means light in Brixta, you know.
I have no idea what she just said.
Sorry, but what's Brixta?
Miri asks. Aunt Rhonda drops her spoon in surprise.
The ancient witch language! You girls don't speak it?
Miri shrugs helplessly.
I didn't even know there was an ancient witch language.
Our mother of light sure kept us in the dark.
Gwendolyn is fluent, you know,
her mother brags.
So, what is your mom up to?
Aunt Rhonda asks.
I haven't seen her in ages.
Miri hesitates.
She kind of went off the witch grid for a while.
Please give her our regards.
Oh, we will, I say, finishing my soup. Secret name? Secret language? I'm going to give her more than regards. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. When we're done with the soup, Gwendolyn's mom snaps her fingers and says,
Musa!
The bowls disappear. I'm so going to have to try that at home. Perhaps the next time Mom makes her chickpea curry. Only I'll do it before I have to eat it. When she yells,
Ganolio!
Again, a pear, pine nut, and goat cheese salad appears on a fresh plate.
My favorite kind of salad.
No vegetables. Miri and I don't talk much while we eat it. We have too much listening to do. They gossip about people they know.
Did you know that Mitchell Harrison got married last week?
Aunt Rhonda says, and then whispers,
to a notch.
No, the table cries. I don't know who the notches are, but to fit in, I put on my that's unbelievable face. I'm not sure if it's unbelievably good or bad, but clearly it's unbelievable.
Yes,
her husband says.
Last week.
That is so sad for his parents,
Gwendolyn's mom says with a loud sigh. Unbelievably sad, apparently. I shake my head to commiserate.
It's his life. and he can do what he wants,
Gwendolyn says indignantly.
If he's happy, you should be happy for him.
I stop the shaking and start nodding, and then decide just to keep my head still and focus on my salad before I accidentally bite off my tongue. They talk about politics.
The witch union is just so useless these days, Aunt Rhonda says.
Seriously, says one of the relatives, is there anyone in charge over there?
Mary squeezes my knee under the table. She is soaking it all up, enjoying every second.
At least until Gwendolyn's mom gnolios up the main course. Veal Parmesan. I look worriedly at my vegetarian sister.
What are you going to eat?
She prods her main course with her fork. If you zap your meal back into a cow, no one here would be too surprised.
Ha ha. Yours is tofu, Mary, Gwendolyn tells her. It's all good. I know you don't eat meat. It's on your My Witch Book profile.
The happy look returns to Miri's eyes. These witches sure know how to throw a dinner party. We both dig in.
Will you girls be doing your samsordas this year?
Gwendolyn's mom asks us between bites.
Sorry,
Miri squeaks.
What's a samsorda?
Mrs. Peener's eyes bulge.
You're coming out, Aunt Rhonda cries. You've never heard of samsordas?
We shake our heads.
It's only the biggest social event of the calendar year, Cousin Ursula says. You've never been?
We shake again.
It's on October 31st, Aunt Rhonda explains. New witches from around the world are announced to Witchcraft Society. It's a tradition.
It's pretty cool, Gwendolyn says. It's like a debutante ball for witches.
It's gone on since the Middle Ages, her mom adds.
I know, Aunt Rhonda says.
I was there.
A huh? escapes my lips. She nods.
It was six lives ago, but I have an excellent memory.
That's where Halloween comes from, Gwendolyn explains. That's why Notches and Norlocks dress up. They come out like witches, and they don't even know why.
Okay, I have to ask. What are Notches and Norlocks?
Oh, non-witches and non-warlocks, she says.
If only I had a laptop to take notes on. Maybe my dad will get me one for my birthday.
That would be so cool.
So, what happens on October 31st?
All the new witches gather in Zandalusha, the old witch burial grounds, and perform the Samsorda ceremony.
A cemetery? On Halloween? Sounds creepy. Is it in New York? They all chuckle.
Here, in the New World? Hardly, Aunt Rhonda says, turning up her nose. Zandalusha is on a small island in the Black Sea, off Romania. It's where all our foremothers are buried.
A witch cemetery in Romania? Creepy to the power of a gazillion. Gwendolyn must see my ick expression, because she hurries to say,
It's really beautiful. I went to Ursula's Ham a few years ago, and it was the most amazing thing. Really spiritual. You're given away by an older witch who was already samsorted, and you add a lock of hair to the holy cauldron, and there's a candle ceremony, and you perform a spell that came from the original spellbook in Brixta.
Is the original spellbook A squared? It comes in Brixta, too? It's tough enough to read in English,
never mind Brixta. There are way too many sections.
I am so excited for mine,
Gwendolyn continues.
I started training last month. Oh, you guys should do it too.
A cemetery on Halloween with a bunch of witches?
Thanks, but no thanks. We'll see,
I say. But what I really mean is, no way.
During dessert, chocolate cake, mini creme brulees, fancy exotic fruit tarts. Gwendolyn asks me lots of questions about JFK.
Is it huge?
Not too big.
I'm so afraid I'll get lost.
Don't worry. Lots of people get lost on their first day. Not me, but lots of other people.
Fine, I got a little lost. How was I supposed to know that room 302 was on the second floor? Does that make any sense?
No,
it does not.
I'm sure I'll get lost. I've never been to school before.
You mean you've never been to high school before?
No.
She bites the corner of her bottom lip.
I've never been to school. I was homeschooled.
What? Seriously?
She laughs nervously.
Yeah, a lot of witches are homeschooled, so our parents can balance our witchcraft studies with our notch studies.
Poor girl.
But
where did you meet boys?
Oh, you know, mixers, parties, teen tours.
Is she kidding me? Teen tours for witches? Where do they go? From cemetery to cemetery?
But you've never been to any type of organized school before?
Miri asks. Her eyes are rimmed with worry.
No.
Don't worry, I say, taking another bite of cake.
I'll show you around. Why don't you meet me at the opening assembly? I'll walk you to your homeroom class.
Really?
Her eyes shine.
Thanks, Rachel. You're the best.
Why, yes, I am.
I can be like her mentor. Follow me, little one. Just call me Obi-Wan. I'll take her under my wing. Show her how to use a lightsaber.
Or at least the school ropes.
How cool is Gwendolyn?
Miri exclaims. Our arms are linked and we're kind of half-walking, half-skipping home. Sure, we could have zapped up our brooms, but we'd rather walk, Gray style.
What can I say? That's how we roll.
So cool, I say.
I like how she says, it's all good. You forgot to take your broom? It's all good. You brought us a candle, even though we already have 4,000? It's all good.
You don't remember your past lives? I say.
It's all good.
We giggle and I squeeze her arm against me.
Are you glad you came?
She asks. I am 100% glad. It's like a whole different world over there, huh?
I know. They're so sophisticated and witchy.
I can't believe that's where Halloween comes from. I love Halloween. It's my absolute favorite holiday.
And I inspired it.
Well, not me exactly, but my kind.
I know!
She stops in her tracks.
Maybe we should do it.
Do what?
The Samsorta!
Seriously, Mir? Why would you want to do that?
Because! Why wouldn't you?
First of all, because it's creepy. Second, because we don't speak any gibberish.
You mean Brixta,
she corrects, poking me. Whatev. And third, because Gwendolyn said you need someone to give you away. And unfortunately, Mom didn't have a Sam...
Wait a Sam second.
She lied about her name. She never mentioned Brixta or notches or Norlocks or anything at all. I turned to Miri. Do you think Mom had a Samsorta? We run the rest of the way home.